So you would say be independent versus signing.
That's me. Yeah. Listen, what black man gonna get $40 million without doing something inappropriate? Nobody's giving us nothing unless we got it already. 40 mil, what? Yeah, all right. Well, all right, let me see what you can do. Let me see what that booty hole talking about. Let me see what that booty talking about. Anybody ever seen Tropic Thunder?
Movie.
It's a movie. And when he would do, it's like, this is Hollywood. Everybody gay every once in a while.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. I love anybody, whatever you choose, but be who you are. And I'm going to respect you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd rather for you to rap about I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world than rap about killing a kid and got this kid thinking you this killer when you getting killed and you getting killed in a drill by this white man in his late 70s.
Right.
In Burberry socks.
Man, you're getting too vivid.
You know what I'm saying? The Highest Point Podcast. Yeah, this was done by my cousin Maserati on the beat.
Okay.
Off
okay.
the album, you know, The Times Where I Am. Make sure you get that on all streaming platforms, Spotify. Your music preference. What up, Facebook? And it's like when we made this track, we'll talk about it after we finish.
Okay. Yeah.
Get you wagged, eating niggas, drinking in the bag. Young nigga, welcome to the trap. Trying to show my niggas what's at. See, sound, baby, what it do. Got a couple niggas claiming blue. Other side, really claiming red. Won't be satisfied till we dead. Am I wrong? Sing about so many songs with Matt Payne.
Yeah, yeah.
You just shine so hard. I guess that's why we see a Matt Rain.
Yeah, yeah.
You just stand on the corner, baby, like 8 in the morning. Maybe trying to take over this shit. Nigga, just like Tom Joyner. But I set my mission in the sky. I'll be a legendary nigga till the day that I die. One more time, one more time. I set my mission in the sky. I'll be a legendary nigga till the day that I die.
What's his name?
Bobby Cossack Gucci, yeah. Bobby Cossack Gucci.
Yeah.
Bobby Cossack Gucci, yeah. Bobby Cossack Gucci.
Yeah.
Bobby Cossack Gucci, yeah. Bobby Cossack Gucci. This and Bobby probably get you wag. Young nigga, welcome to the track.
Let's go.
Bobby Cossack Gucci.
If you don't know the name, you know it now, you heard? Bobby Kosak is in the building. This is what we do, the Highest Point Podcast, man. This is that real shit. This is that OG shit. Drop that bomb on them and we out of here. You heard?
Paul walk in a boss truck.
You know the vibes, you know what it is.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, that's the times we are in. You know what I'm saying? OG Bobby, produced by my cousin Maserati. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of gratitude. Pain behind that track, you know, because OG Bobby, that track actually came about, you know, like I said, I won't explain. My friend OG, you know what I'm saying, God rest his soul, he died. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, like, you know, out of him, I'm the image of him and what he stood for.
Right.
And OGs and everybody that, you know what I'm saying, is the originator of something that's original. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
It was very detrimental to live vicariously through him, you know what I'm saying, because he's no longer here with us in the flesh, you know what I'm saying?
So yes, sir.
Rest in paradise.
Rest in paradise, man. Peace.
Yeah, appreciate that, fam.
It's a great moment of silence for the homie.
Facts.
Yo, salute to that, man. I mean, I love the concept. I love everything about the meaning of it. And that's just super dope, super dope. So can you give the people a little bit of background? Let's go ahead and get into us learning a little bit about Bobby Kosak. So where you from and, you know, what you all about?
Well, where I'm from Columbia, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Some call it the town by the river, but it's most famous for Columbia, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I grew up there, you know, went to school, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Graduated, you know, everybody know. I dabbled in the streets, made some mistakes, went to prison, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, and my goal through music is to show kids, you know what I'm saying, the wrong way ain't the right way. And it's nothing wrong with being who you are instead of someone that you're not.
Right.
Because someone that you're not is going to get you hurt. But back to the lecture, who I am, I'm just an OG. I'm just a real person with authentic message to spread to my people and let them know that it's real. I ain't got no gimmicks.
Right.
I don't need the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife, we work for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we is. We're here to We're here to give people confidence and stop relying on other people to do stuff for them.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's who we is, and that's what I am.
Right, man. And, yeah. You know, you did that time. You're coming out and, you know, it's talking to the people. That's a big inspiration for everybody involved, man, because it's some youngsters out there that's taking that same path you took.
Yeah.
True. You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
It's some things that led up to that, because I think every person, every kid, there's a crossroad you get to. You know what I'm saying? And you have to make that decision. Am I going to go left or am I going to go right?
Exactly.
And once you make that decision, you're going to be on that path for a little while.
Facts.
Until something either knock you where you should have been, the place you should have turned. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So what initially, going back, what made you feel like, okay, I'm going to take this road to where you had to face those consequences? What do you think caused that? Because we want others to understand that as well, to help them realize that that's not the right path. It's not going to be beneficial.
Facts. I want to mostly say, in my community as a black man,
mm-hmm.
it's the influence that we have and what we see. We imitate. And as a child, you know what I'm saying?
We
imitate everything we see. And like, even in school, you're taught how to say the ABCs through what? Music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I mean? So basically, the imitation of what we saw was right.
Mm-hmm.
Of glorification, of poverty, for one.
Yeah.
Poverty makes a whole nother demon.
Right.
Because when you're poor and you see the drug dealer and what he got the girls, he got mm-hmm. the car, he got the money. That's what you wanted. That's what you glorify when your pop's not around. But even though your pops is around, he's in the vicinity.
Right.
But he choose not to.
Right.
But who do you blame? Do you blame your pops or do you blame his pops?
Right.
Because the cycle repeats itself because we're never taught.
Right.
We're always on the defense. So mm-hmm. my decisions of making that was solely of influence. But behind the influence, it made me to a better individual to get closer to God because I serve a purpose.
Right.
And the purpose was to learn from my mistakes and learn the greatest of who I am mm-hmm. and to be my fullest potential.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, when I got out of prison, you got to think, I never worked a day in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a job as an adult.
How old were you when you went?
I was 25 when I went to prison and mm-hmm. I was 27 when I got out.
Okay.
So when I went to prison, when I got set in that cell, I was like, God, do your work. Because I knew it was a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to poison my people anymore.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's just like the concept, you know, of a character that's developed mm-hmm. by his circumstances.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's not the true character. His circumstances make him who he is. Mm-hmm. And the world judge him off his circumstances that you give me. You give me crumbs.
Right.
And I make a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And it still ain't good enough. Because how did you make crumbs out of, how did you make a meal out of crumbs? It. And it still is not good enough because they expect us to be thrown all these crumbs and not make anything, but we make art out of everything that
mm-hmm.
the world and America give us.
Yeah.
And so when we escape that and try to change our life, what happens? We get blackballed.
Yeah.
Individuals that speak about what's going on in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And what we are leading to in the game and the culture, because the power of the tongue is very powerful.
It's huge.
Yeah. It's huge. Like, because why would you waste your time on something that doesn't mean you any good?
Right.
He's a black man and he might got a child that likes my music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell my story, but I'm going to also give him a message that's going to make him grow as an individual. I'm not going to hinder him and have him out here with a stick looking right. for an op.
Right.
I'm only op. I want him to look for as an opportunity to do better for himself.
That's a bar. Yeah,
I dig it.
You know That's what I'm a bar right there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah. I completely agree with you there, man. Yeah. And like that influence is real. Like it's not alone hit the males. It's hitting the women as well.
Yes.
Because those women were drawn to those men who were making those type of decisions.
Yes.
And they seeing in those videos, they're seeing it in music, like, okay, this is the type of man that I should go after.
Yes.
This is the man that's exciting, not this man that's actually, you know, doing the 9-to-5 or trying to build up a company. I don't got time for waiting on him to build that when I can go straight to this drug dealer that already got the bread.
Yes.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, not alone that, you know, we need our young men to realize, okay, the proper way to go. But also, our young ladies understand what is truly attractive.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
That what's so quick is not always the fix. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
Like, you know, and knowing how to pick out those things in men and women is so important.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's totally true. But from my problems, what I look at this from, my perception is this.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that's trying to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
that's a beautiful thing. But I don't glorify a man that works or glorify a man that sells drugs. Because you know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're both selling ourselves short.
Yeah.
Because I was a man that works. Like this woman said, like, baby, like, I want to tell kids, like, yo, I didn't only sell drugs. I went to landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at McDonald's. I did mm-hmm. all these things, these avenues. I got my CDLs. Right. I made $90,000 a year working mm-hmm. for someone else. But if I can make $90,000 a year for someone else,
imagine what
I can do for myself.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. But check this out. This is only within 7 years of getting out the penitentiary. Nobody gave me a blueprint.
Right.
I went through the hardships to learn these things.
Mm-hmm.
So getting out to the penitentiary, it was the best thing for me ever. And like, I got friends that I love to death.
Mm-hmm.
But if their energy don't line up with my energy, that Y in the road,
mm-hmm.
I'm going that way.
Absolutely.
We want a legislation. We want 600 acres. Mm-hmm. And my imagination doesn't lack that. I feel like we can be that those people.
Right.
But you have to have the substance and the control to understand that you can have more if you want more.
Yeah, that's big.
Definitely. Money is only the tool.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty is only the mind state.
Right. Big time.
You know what I mean? And
big
we
time.
Think poorly. And what we do as black people and everybody that's poor. As long as my refrigerator is full and my bills are paid, I'm good.
We hear that a lot.
So
that's
what
settling.
So what makes us happy? Food, right?
Right.
That's why we got diabetes. That's why we got high blood pressure, because mm-hmm. we settle for depression.
Yeah.
And trauma.
Mm-hmm.
That we can't do better.
Normalize the trauma.
And we normalize the trauma.
Yeah.
And pass it on to generations. And we tell our daughters, if he can't do nothing for you, he ain't nothing.
Right.
And if, you know what I'm saying? And then we tell our sons, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she can't help you out,
right,
you don't need her.
Right.
We
can't cook or clean.
We got to normalize the fact that us as black men, we have to do something like, hey, I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
I got to act if my partner's not here.
Right.
My wife told me, she said, baby,
mm-hmm.
why are you working for people? You should work for yourself.
Yeah.
So when she told me that, I believed in her, right? So
mm-hmm.
I quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, baby, I'm tired of you waking up Monday.
Mm.
And being mad after we had a good day. So quit your job.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to let God take the wheel. And that's what he did.
Right.
I don't believe. I got faith.
Right.
So most people feel like, yeah, I believe in God. It's da-da-da-da-da. But you're moving wrong.
Right.
Your heart is not in the purest form of who you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to do. I reciprocate what I want. And even if you don't give it to me, I'm going to still give it to you. Because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Good karma is coming around for me.
Absolutely. So with that faith, did you have a plan with it? Because a lot of times people can just... A lot of times, like that older group that I was used to hearing growing up, like they'll just say, God got it, God got it. But there's no results without work also. You
yes.
need to have that belief, that faith. But without that work, how are you going to make something happen? You just can't say, I'm going to put it in God's hands and that's it.
Yeah.
So you got to have it in your hands too, right?
Yes, exactly. So what I do is I tell God, I don't get on my knees and pray.
Mm-hmm.
I tell God what I want and I go walk towards what I want.
There you go.
So you walk towards what you want and he's going to meet you because you're doing what you said.
Right.
I told God I want to.
That's important.
I told God I want to be a music. I want to do music.
Mm-hmm.
And he going to tell you why this first album is so important
mm-hmm.
because me and him owns all the rights to this first album.
Dope.
So when we jump, we're going to make buku bucks.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's just more or less of him having faith in me. I'm going to take care of my cousin
because
he loves me like I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy is reciprocated. And
mm-hmm.
so therefore, people got to understand, man, learn who you are. If you don't need the industry, it shouldn't apply to you.
Right.
Lil Nas X, he's a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's worrying about this kid, right? Or
mm-hmm.
what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't bother you because one reason, you shouldn't rely on another man to provide for your family. The industry is what molds you and makes you like, nah, they're not pushing nothing on you. Turn the TV off.
Now, that's what keep you motivated, man?
Like
you got a lot of things that you was trying out, you know what I'm saying? You're doing the music, like, what really, like, gets you going, keep you motivated?
What keeps me going, to be honest, is knowing who I can be and knowing the plan that was set for me. Mm-hmm. That's what keeps me going, knowing that no day is the same, and if I cry, nobody cares. I don't. So that's what keeps me going. Like, people think it's a plan. It's no plan to life. You just got to live it and learn from your mistakes.
So you ain't scared to take the jump, basically.
I ain't, look, just without no risk, there's no reward.
Right.
That's the truth. And the reward that pays off with a risk of faith and believing is, it's a sin to be a fool. And I'm not trying to be a Bible person. I'm just being realistic of like what's going on in my life.
Talk your talk, man.
A person can feel how they want to feel, but it's cool. My life is gravy. Right. She get anything she want. My mother called me anything she want, I can.
Right.
Because of what he allowed me to have and the plan that we have set forth. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I use money as a tool to help people I care about, not to buy fancy clothes or buy nice stuff. Yes, I like sneakers. Yes, I like all that stuff. But it's a tool. I'm leaving a legacy. Mm-hmm. And people don't got that mindset. They want the now. They want the car. They want the house. No, I want to build my shit from the ground.
So do you think, like, okay, being that you're from Columbia, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all grew up in the same area. It's a poor area.
Yeah.
So I imagine you wasn't, like, your family didn't leave a bunch of stuff behind. Just no. Like, so would you say that was kind of like motivation for you to want to leave something behind or nah?
Nah, that wasn't. Motivation was, listen, of just wanting more, of knowing what it takes. Like, I learned when I went and worked behind a Caucasian man, and he told me one thing. He said, the cream will rise to the top. Nobody can stop me for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at this job, right? I'm a black guy. I'm the best worker there. But all his other employees are white. So what are you going to have to do, right? You can't. Either you're going to please me, or you're going to please majority rules, correct?
Yeah.
It doesn't make him racist, right? So let's flip this tide. You're a black man. It's one black man there. And the rest is white people. He can't please that one black man. Majority rules. So he got to please the white people. So then they'll call him an Uncle Tom. See, what angers you controls you. No one is really, they use what anger you to control you.
Of course. Of course.
So the stipulations, yes, it's there. Don't get it twisted. It's there. But if you don't need them, why does it matter? And I don't need them.
Yeah.
Okay. I can definitely do that. That's OG talk.
Yeah, man. We got to stop. We got to take accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm being honest. Like, I never got a cop stop me, nothing. Not saying police brutality is not real, because it is alive and real. But when a cop stopped me, I handled myself like a man. And he treat me like a man. That's all I'm saying. Right. We got to stop making excuses of not being who we are as people. Ain't nothing going to come to you unless you go get it.
In most cases.
In most cases. For real, man. Like, you want to go get this, and I respect you.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, he's serious. And if he say you serious, you serious.
Oh, absolutely.
I respect his word, and I see you serious. And we here doing this and making history.
Believe that.
This is what it's all about. Love of, I don't give a fuck what color it is, but us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if we ain't doing this, what are we going to expect somebody else to do it for us?
Right. And even on the topic of the love.
Yeah.
I got there's a segment in the show that we do. It's called Love, Loyalty, and Respect.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you three scenarios, right? Mm-hmm. And you tell me in these three scenarios, which is the most important. But you can only use love, loyalty, respect once.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So, bet, in this relationship, what is most important, love, loyalty, or respect? Since wifey's here.
Yeah.
Which one is most important, love, loyalty, or respect?
Loyalty.
Now, tell me why.
Because if you're loyal to me, you can't do me wrong. If you love me, you can still do me wrong. Loyalty won't allow people. Loyalty allow people to do stuff that... I'm wording it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty will prevent you from doing stuff that love will allow you to do.
Okay. Better talk that talk.
I like that.
This man been around a little bit. Mm-hmm. Next, love, loyalty, or respect.
I will say,
I haven't gave you the.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Hold up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No. Love, loyalty, respect.
Hey, yo, shout out to my aunt Cleo.
What up, Cleo?
What up,
auntie? What's happening? Love, loyalty, and respect in this scenario with your homies. Which one is most important? Now, you only got two left.
Okay.
That's love and respect.
Okay.
So which one is most important?
I will always say respect.
Okay. Tell me why.
I say respect because of the imagery the mirror that you reflect is what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. I can dig that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because most of my friends, they know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
They respect me for who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be nobody else.
Right, right.
Because being somebody else will get you hurt.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Believe that.
I'm in nothing else. But in my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
She feed me, I feed her.
Right.
We pay our bills. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when you good, what? I'm out in the club for.
Mm-hmm.
They call me monogamous motherfucking co. You know what I mean? Like, it's real. Like, for real. Like, that's some real shit. Like, because, like, I done that.
Yeah.
When I was 20 years old, the shit that be, man, come on, man.
Yeah.
I dig.
Yeah. So you got one last one.
And then, oh, we got love.
Go ahead. But I got to tell you who's the love for.
All right.
And it's ironic that you chose the two, because I think this one is fitting. The last one is your children. Which one is most important? Love, loyalty, or respect? You only got one left. So that would be love.
Yes.
Why you think love is more important for your kids than like loyalty or respect?
Because love builds a character.
Talk about that a little bit more, man. Go ahead, build on that. Where that come from?
Deep for us.
As a child, when you're a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do children act out?
They seeking attention, or
they don't have love. So therefore,
I don't know if it's just because they don't have love. Cause some kids act out if they do have love
bad
too.
As hell, yeah.
Like, so I'm just saying, like, what's the definition of love? Material?
No.
So love, like, Your parents understanding your problems, your parents understanding what's going on with your school, mm-hmm. your parents understanding that, you know, you like this boy, but he don't like you. And then, okay, if it's a parent, if you're in that situation, but regardless of what the outcome of them acting out, it's going to click because they had it.
Right.
Regardless if they receive it or not, that love is the best important part. Because if you have that love, you can't, that's one less hurdle you deal with outside of your life, on top of bullies,
right?
On top of society, top of weight. You know what I mean?
All that.
It's one less hurdle that's not in your way. And love is the best one. Because if somebody call you fat, you know what? Baby, you are beautiful.
There you go.
Son, you are handsome. That's what love is.
Yeah, for
sure. And I can go beat up. Call me fat. My mama said I'm beautiful. My daddy said I'm beautiful.
Right.
That's what love does.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
And then I think love is pure, unconditional. Like,
yes.
Kid, even though I'm a kid and I act up, even when I act up, my parents still love me.
Yes.
They still love me. They celebrate my wins. They with me when I take a loss. But it's not an L, son. It's not an L, daughter. That's a learning opportunity.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
My mother told me this, and it stick with me. My mother said you will never, ever find peace in this world until you find the peace you are to this world.
You will never find peace in this world until you find the peace you are for this world.
Yes. Got to.
We dropping bombs on that, baby.
You know what I mean? You got to know who you are. And that's what the biggest thing I struggled with was my personality, who I was. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I want to tell you guys this honestly, like, I wanted to help everybody. Help everybody. Just be Captain Save a Nigga.
Right.
Help everybody around me, but they don't want the help. They want what you can give them.
That happens a lot.
So how you
differentiate that though? Like, cause there are some people who genuinely want help, but not you to give them something. Cause sometimes, like, you will face that person that wanted to take and then overlook that person that's actually genuinely just want your help. How can you tell the difference?
I'm going to give you a good scenario. You got a friend, right? Let me borrow you $50. I'll pay you back when I get home. Then you got that friend. You calling me off that little ass $50.
I've seen both.
So that's how you decipher who it is. You look at your friend and you look at his life. You look how he living. It's like the one that asked you for $50.
Right.
You know his wife, she might not be working. She's taking care of the kids.
Right.
He's trying.
Mm-hmm.
He really needs it. Then you got your other friend that's fucking Tamika, Jandrea. Got his little Gucci belt on in the club every weekend.
Right.
He need $50 for his re-up. And he's staying at his mama's house.
Crazy.
So you got to decipher your friends.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. I decipher who I want.
Absolutely.
I got two real friends in my life that I really love.
Yeah.
And they know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as family brothers, that's like, and their name is Alex and D.
Shout out Alex and D.
You know what I mean? Because these guys, they see my wife and they be like, what's up? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a sign of respect for me. Like every time they come to my crib, and like this new generation of people, it's not that they don't know. It's just that they don't understand what the gratification of having chivalry it could bring you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's okay to be nice. Like I was telling my wife, like, we was dancing at the, the light and shit, like some old, I got this from my Uncle Tony, a lot of dancing, funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
And this people, these people was looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, they're probably thinking like, he's cool, this corny ass dude with his girl. But I was enjoying it, making her laugh. Right. But I know who I am. So fuck your opinion.
It doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? And so that's how you got to get in yourself, knowing your identity.
Right.
Like, we waste so much time on negativity when there's so much positivity.
Yeah. You can't get caught up in what you others are going to think. You better, it's best for you to do what you love. And like,
yeah,
who cares what somebody else thinks?
Exactly.
All that do is slow you down.
It slows you down. I'm telling you, man, like Styles P said this in an interview. He said, I know I'm a 180 positive and I'm a 180 negative, but I focus on the 180 positive.
Right.
But I know that 180 negative there. But so that's why we're going to focus on what's there.
Right. That's 360 for you people that didn't catch that.
You know what I mean? So what's it's full motherfucking circle. If we driving on the street, right?
Yeah.
And we on the right side of the road, something could happen, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you're prepared. But if you're on the wrong side of the road, what?
Right.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
At least if you're on the right, and that's just how you got to live life. Happening. It's karma. It's karma-based life is to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my little bit opinion of what I wanted to give to you guys of what I stand for and what I'm trying to bring to the hip-hop industry.
Yeah.
And the moral compass of just being a man and stand on your word and don't let people change you.
Right,
what you believe is what you believe.
Right.
I don't got to believe in it. As long as you believe in it, it's going to take you a long way.
Yeah. So all you guys that understand, that relate to what he's talking about, you know, that you're feeling inspired, you know, to listen to him just talk. Imagine if you check out the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, check out the music, listen to the message, and you know, it can definitely take you to places, because we know music is powerful. We have influences with music that can be positive, and we have influence that can be negative. So if you want to choose something positive, you know, OG Bobby Kosack, go ahead, sign up, find the Spotify, find whatever he got going on, follow what he got going on, support his businesses, and that's where it's at. Because it's reciprocated. I hear you saying that word's reciprocated a lot.
It got to, man. Like, you know, and what I want to tell you people out here right now, even when you give respect, you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to bless you with something.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have to put yourself in a situation where you got to get disrespect. Work off of vibes like I do. If it ain't matching, get distraction.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how it is. You know what I mean? You can't have that energy draining your positivity.
Right.
You know what I mean? Believe in yourself. And y'all, you know what I'm saying, your creator gonna do the rest for you, man. Like you said, follow me on my Instagram. It's Bob Kosack. That is Kosack.
Mm-hmm.
You can get my album on any streaming platform. That is Bobby Kosack. Kosack again. Thank y'all, you know what I'm saying, for listening to who I am and a little brief presentation of who I am also. And then I want to let y'all know, December we dropping an album 10 for 10. And if y'all heard it, you know what I'm saying, you know, make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all gonna love that. Y'all gonna love that.
For sure. Hey, we ain't letting you go yet. I got another question.
Okay.
Ain't done with you yet, man. We got.
Give me you
talking that talk, and I like when people talk that talk.
Give me some of that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even when we was talking about all that, do you have kids yourself?
No, I don't have kids.
That is surprising.
That's real interesting.
You got a this knowledge you got. You know, this vision, this pathway. Go ahead, plant some seeds, man, to help the world out.
Oh,
kids are the future. Yeah. Do you want to have kids?
Oh yeah, me and wife, we see. It's our timing.
Right, absolutely.
It's just more or less like, it's not more or less of, it's just what his plan.
Right, yeah,
I feel like I'm Noah, bro.
Mm-hmm.
No cap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we good though. Me can have kids today about 60. You know what I'm saying? You got time.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, she's still young. I'm still young.
Yeah.
And it's just more or less of like, the maturity in my mind when I have my kids, they're going to be sharp as a, knife.
Yeah.
And that's what he's developing me for
sure.
These things. Like, cause like people don't understand. My family know where I came. Like, God damn, this boy.
Mm-hmm.
And my teachers know. Like when I go home, my teachers come up to me like, oh my God, Eric. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's the influence.
Yeah.
So imagine if they put me in a position of power, we're gonna be all
right. Right.
Speaking of timing, Do you think it's a good time to be in the music industry right now?
Hmm.
I feel like any time it's good to be in the music industry when it's authentic and it's really you. But what I'm seeing now is like us as black people, we give everything away. We give everything away with good intentions.
As far as like what you mean, break that down for me.
I'm gonna give it to you like when you know the saying of the song, hip hop. It started out in the park. The bridge was never over. We left our mark. Uh-huh. It started out in the park. The poverty of our poverty stricken ways made us give our whole catalog away to the powers that be. They something we created, they took it into something else.
Right.
I don't fault them for doing that. I fought us from not taking back the power. Like you see these guys that's in, say, black businesses that, black businesses this.
Uh-huh.
What are they doing to invoke that privilege of us doing better and evolving? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They do nothing. Because the real talent, they don't want it. They want every chick shaking their ass and doing dumb shit, not taking away from a person bags. But you mean to tell me this? You a man that's poor from the hood. You worth $50
million? Mm-hmm.
You can't get the $1 million and say, hey, fuck that other money. I got $1 million. I'm going to keep my morals. Thank you, but no thank you. If they blackball you from the music, go start something else.
Right.
Yeah. It was for the money to build a foundation anyway. Isn't that what we're doing it for? It's not. And that's what where artists distinguish. I looked at rap as, oh, this is how I'm going to make it out. When I stopped looking at that, that's when I got blessed with my financial blessings.
Mm.
So I didn't look at it as like, this is what's going to take me out. I got a message. Mm-hmm. And you're going to tell my message. And I'm going to make sure you're good. And that's what he did.
Right.
Like Benny the Butcher, all them people, they open my mail. They know who I am, but mm-hmm. am I press? I respect them as artists, but I'm a man.
Right.
Why am I worried about what they're going to do for me? I'm going to get up off my ass and I'm going to get that money.
Believe that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what, you know, that's why I'm at with it. We sit here and give everything away and then get mad because they took it.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so you would say be independent versus signing.
That's me.
Yeah.
I mean that's what I think too.
If they're gonna give you a distribution or whatever, do your thing. But like, yeah. Listen,
mm-hmm.
what black man gonna get $40 million without doing something inappropriate?
I mean, it's not that many, but I mean, it's not that many.
Only person that's doing Master P, he's the gateway to the real as it get. And I'm not bashing anybody in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's giving us nothing unless we got it already.
Yeah.
We ain't getting no 40 mil. What? Yeah, all right. Right.
Well,
all right. Let me see right. what you can do. Let me see what that booty hole talking about. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what that booty talking about. You got a little tight one.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is what it is. But it's no dissing nobody. Like, and I always tell people, we live in a world where you can be who you want to be. Mm-hmm. So be who the fuck you are and stop fronting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what if they just the person that's gonna take the money though? You know what I'm saying? What if that's just their character?
Hey,
and they'll just do anything. You know what I mean? Just do anything for
those them. People are out there
because they are there, and they'll always be there. We long seen after we gone.
We seen Tropical Thunder, right? Anybody ever seen Tropical Thunder?
I'm not sure what that is. It's like old school movie.
It's a movie.
It's a movie. And when he would do, was like, this is Hollywood. Everybody gay every once in a while.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. Like, if you don't believe it, why you think half of these artists ain't blow?
Right.
And I don't, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking about this because it's not that I'm industry prone where I'm going to be like, yeah, I love anybody, whatever you choose, but be who you are. You don't have to hide behind a curtain. Come behind that curtain.
Yeah.
Come from behind that damn curtain and be who you are.
Yeah.
And I'm going to respect you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You need to be hiding behind.
Don't be hiding. Don't be out here like I'm popping the chopper,
mm-hmm.
but and you in the popped. Bathroom getting the pop.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. come on,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just weird. Be who you are, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't knock you, but stop influence mm-hmm. these kids. I'd rather for you to rap about I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world than rap about killing a kid and got this kid thinking you this killer when you getting killed and you getting killed in right. drill by this white man in his late 70s,
right?
In Burberry socks.
Man, you're getting too vivid.
You know what I'm saying?
He got on Burberry.
You know what I'm saying?
That sounds real. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, that's exactly what's happening.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it is what it is, but yeah, you know that was a joke, but it's just like, you know, make y'all laugh. But it's just like, we ain't got to do that. Yeah. And if you're doing that, you're doing that. Hey, hold a nigga hand in public.
Right.
Don't go lay with your wife and say, yeah, I got this bad bitch. Nah, you don't. Mm. You got this old nigga that smell like jupe.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, and that's weird, bro. Like, for real, man. Dang. You know what I'm saying? It's just.
You ain't lying, though. That's really what be happening out there.
Listen, bro, we got to have faith in ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You know, like, I respect Kanye West's Donna album.
Why?
So what? Right. Let me tell you why I respect this album. Mm-hmm. Because he's showing growth as a man as far as where he wanted to go. And yeah, I married a hoe, right? Oh, that's what the world say. She had a sex tape or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to stay and put his... Ain't that what a man's supposed to do? Stay and put his family together?
Supposed
to. Everybody got a pass, so they crucify him doing the wrong thing, the right thing. So that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, man.
Nah, what was your thoughts on Donda?
I ain't make it past like 5 tracks. Like, did you listen to it for enjoyment, or did you listen to the content?
I listen to it for the content. I don't listen to music to enjoy it, no, because I'm not in the club with a bitch shaking ass.
But that wasn't that type of music. That's what I'm saying.
But still, like, even with Drake album, I love Drake album, but I don't love Drake album in the aspect of it's a hip hop album. I loved it for what it is, good music. I can't say like Drake album was better than Freddie Gibbs album.
So you listen to certain people for content versus enjoyment? Like, it sounds like you're saying that you listen to Donda for content and listen to Drake album for enjoyment.
No, I listen to Drake album because this is what the game saying the best rapper alive. This is the current greatest rapper alive in the game is. Mm-hmm. This is our standard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can dig that.
That's why I'm listening. I'm like, wow. And I'm just like, okay. If Drake, it was just, I look at Drake like as a great lyricist. Excellent lyricist, impeccable lyricist, do his pen, but I still can't. Like, when I look at hip hop, I look at Tribe Called Quest. Hip hop music, the form of artistry without having to put violence and guns to justify your meaning of your story. That's what hip hop is to me. So when I hear King's Descent, when I hear Freddie Gibbs' album, when I hear Conway the Machine's album, when I hear my music, you know what I'm saying? Everything is money based. And that's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is propaganda based. That's what I know. Look at the leaders of hip hop. When the last time a dark skinned person been in hip hop on the top? Give me something.
Ye?
Who?
Ye.
Kanye, yeah.
That's the last person, right?
So,
what's dark skin?
Yeah, Lil Wayne. There was some gap in between there.
What I'm saying, though, as far as the demographic, what they're pushing for, what's acceptable.
Little Baby, he's like the biggest.
I'm talking about like when it comes to the level of like a Pac or a Biggie.
I think the kids look at Little Baby like that.
As a Pac or Biggie?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I thought maybe NBA Youngboy, they look at him like that.
Now you saying something, because they do. NBA Youngboy got a huge following.
What
like
I'm saying though is,
even
what I'm telling, what I'm
the
saying,
major.
All these kids like NBA Youngboy. It's sad. These kids are really living this shit.
Oh yeah, he is.
Kodak Black. These kids are really not saying these kids are not living this shit, but they're putting themselves in these situations. Like some of these kids, not these kids, because this shit. But some of these kids is creating beefs for no reason.
Like the
kid that's in high school, right? That's just, oh, this high school beef. You hit my girl, I get a little rap now. Now this kid, he done turned into a Stone Cold gangster because he got money off rapping. And he wasn't like that. His mom lived good. And now they killing each other over something stupid.
Right.
That was little, you hit my girl in a text. And now, gang, 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 bang, bang, bang. Yeah.
Man, like, to be real, in hip-hop, even, like, for some reason, the old heads, they try to act like it was so hard back in the day, like they were like these new school youngsters are soft.
Hell no,
I ain't never seen so many rappers get killed in the industry compared to these young cats to the old. I just remember Tupac and Biggie from back in the day getting killed.
What I want to tell people and understand,
you can name about 5 now.
21 Savage just said this. 21 Savage, he's like, you feel like some of these old dudes was capping or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, these dudes was in the streets. They might have seen murders, but these dudes was more about money. Like these new generations, they want to just kill. Like, yo, bro, like, hey, yo, these little niggas, they want to kill.
Yeah, you don't mess with these little niggas.
And it's not even
they want you to know it.
Yeah, they want clout. You to know it. But what I'm saying is, what are we doing as men?
Right.
To make them feel that way. Because, you know, I just talked to a little brother. And in my eyes, Reese, did you feel like the little dude, your homeboy, we saw, like he was pleading for help? Like, yo, nobody leading us the right way. You feel what I'm saying? We not leading the right way. We look at these little niggas like, we don't show them how to get the bag. This is what we do. You be on the corner. You a little stick-up kid. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody give you opportunity, you eat. Instead of bringing your man along, you shit on your nigga, you become that nigga that let you eat. You don't bring your man along. You don't each one teach one.
Right.
Instead, you say, man, look at these broke-ass niggas, man.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't do that. But I think
that's our generation fault, though.
No, it's not our generation fault. It's the generation before us. Because we learned it from where?
We learned it from the generation before us. I think we the first ones to start kind of moving behavior. Away from that.
Learn behavior. How old are you?
I'm 35.
How old are you?
36.
Okay. He wanted to lie about his age so bad.
No, I can't remember.
But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, my nigga. Because I'm 34. Nah,
listen. Sometimes you got to think about you, bro. It, man.
Me too. But what I'm saying, though, is it shows. We're 34, 35. Look at our conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at our life. You got money in the bank. He got money in the bank. He got money in the bank. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. We learn from our surroundings. That's why we safe. If it don't apply, we let it fly. We ain't got time to be out there when we know what it's going to be. When we were 20, we was in the club chilling. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to be in no function where it's, I got a family, I got babies. Now I got to make it home to them.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think it was a generation before us, but we kept it going. It only got worse. Like we was listening to Pac, Biggie and them. And then now it's worse with all these youngsters getting killed. And now our kids that's looking at them, like, is it going to be even worse for them if we don't hurry up and get a change?
Yes. Because
you know what I'm saying?
Because if we keep on looking at the industry and artists to change us and influence, that's why my voice, and that's why I tell people in artistry, your tongue is the most powerful thing.
Yeah. That's why
I said it again.
Platforms like this is important.
Yes.
That's why it's big that independent platforms are being built now in spaces where everyone can hear them.
Yes.
Because first, we could be controlled to look at a certain thing.
Exactly.
Now people got options.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
They control the demographic of everything that's released. Like, okay, so if you come right now, you'd be like, I want to do all this and do all that. And you start talking that woke crap.
Right.
They're going to say, hey, we don't need you doing it. We don't need you doing
right,
that.
Right.
Nah, you wildin'.
Yeah.
You wildin'. Because you're really wildin'. It's like the media. I'm going to give you the media, how they play on our intelligence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll get at a situation where, like, you got a person that's trying to push an agenda so hard on black people.
Right.
Like, so hard on black people. They'd be like, oh, yeah, they're trying to push this gay agenda
mm-hmm.
on us. Mm-hmm. But Prince had his book, Cheeks Out, back in the days. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like
he was laying the pipe to the chicks, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, but still, the perception.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perception. So we don't know what these people are doing in their personal life. We just said true, it. True, people would do true. Anything for what?
The buck.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
So if a person would do anything for money in the world we live in, it's accepted. Like, we live in a world where, like back in the day, like on the plantation, no defense to anybody's heavy set. If you was fat, they're going to be like, you fat.
Right.
They're not going to be like, you big bone. What the hell is a big bone? Only big bone I seen was an arm bone that's big or a leg bone. You know what I mean? Like,
you got to
stop that. Like, we got to eat healthy.
Yeah.
We got to say, well, I love my. No, that's why we dying.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, a black person saying, home's my refrigerator full and my bills paid. Yeah. Come on, man. We got to stop that. That mentality is slowing us down and we blame everybody for our shortcomings, but ourselves.
Got to look in the mirror. Self-reflection is extremely important.
Why we need that institute?
Right.
God gave us the same 24.
Absolutely.
As everybody else. But like, if you were looking like, come on, man, if you go into their job, anybody's job every day, mm-hmm. they going to treat you how they want to because it's their shit.
Right.
I don't care if they're white, black, Mexican.
Yeah, don't matter.
Have you met some black people you work for that treat you like shit?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't say.
Sometimes they treat you worse.
Could you call them a nigga? I mean, could you say they was racist?
No.
Race is what? Like against black people?
You couldn't say nothing.
You can say whatever you want to say, but you might get fired.
No, I'm saying as far as the level of a black boss.
Okay. Like you get the consequences blackballing if you say something out of the way? Is that what you're talking about?
No, like you got a black boss that treats you like black shit. Boss. Mm-hmm. Can you say he's racist?
You say he's an asshole.
See, the rhetoric, it changes when it's no color involved. What are you going to say? This nigga ain't shit.
Yeah.
But if it was a cracker, you motherfucking cracker. No. You're too opinionated for his institute, so he don't need you there. You won't fall in line. What is a boss, a narcissistic person? If you can't create a situation, if you can't create a problem to be a solution, there's no need for a boss.
Mm-hmm.
Every boss is a narcissistic person, and that's what you're going to be if you try to work for another person institute instead of creating opportunities for people.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, they want to be like, I'm going to pay you $15 an hour every week while you make $7,000 a week. And I'm your only employee. I'm doing all this work. You paying me $15 an hour. A man go drive on a truck.
Right.
He make $13,000 a week while the company make $20,000 a week. Where's the, come on, man.
Yeah, I dig it, man. I dig it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to slow it down here because we're going to have Bobby Kosack too.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to bring him back. Definitely. We don't want to, we can't even give it all out in one segment for one. Right. Not even two, but we're going to grant y'all the opportunity to hear some more on the part two. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
So I definitely appreciate you coming on, man. We're going to end the podcast, definitely bringing in another track of yours that you blessed us with. But, you know, until next time, man, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you.
Peace.
See
your lesson. I feel like the
black Elvis, right?
Here's mine. Hit the door with no coat like you might get sick. In this cold, cold world, you adapt so quick. Escape, change like Toby. Plus you got a shot like Kobe. Real recognize, real so you might know me. Came from my father nuts, he wasn't there to guide me. Many streets so cold, my cousin caught a body.